This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
Still no word on the condition of the child who Colorado Springs firefighters saved from an apartment fire yesterday afternoon. According to Colorado Springs Police, the fire displaced many families living there. The apartment on Dortmund Drive near Academy and Vickers on the north side of the Springs. Officials say the fire started close to 7 in the morning, filling the hallways with smoke. Firefighters were able to put it out in about 20 minutes when they were able to rescue the child. County construction crews are still working in northeast of Colorado Springs at the intersection of Rex and Meridian Road. North of Falcon, crews are working to install a traffic signal and widening Meridian Road. Starting a week from tomorrow, Meridian will be fully closed for 2 weeks. In the meantime, the El Paso County Sheriff's Office says they keep getting complaints of people speeding through that construction zone, so expect increased enforcement in that area. The federal U.S. Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency was forced to take two computer systems offline after they were hacked last month. The story of Colorado's largest ever casino heist is nearing its end. One of two people charged took a plea deal this week. Juan Gutierrez Zambrano pleaded guilty to criminal mischief and got two felony theft charges dropped. Investigations say his partner in the crime, Sabrina Eddy, who was a cashier at Monarch Casino in Black Hawk, stole $500,000 from the vault in March of last year. They say she brought that money to Gutierrez Zambrano in a parking lot at St. Anthony Hospital in Lakewood. He'll be sentenced next month. Eddie's trial is set to start in August. District 49 is already preparing for the next school year. Yesterday, they held a job fair at Pikes Peak Early College to get ahead of a hiring deadline. It's a chance to get out and meet the community and see who's right for each school. The district says they're looking to fill a number of positions, including teachers and bus drivers and many more. If you didn't go to the fair and are still interested in applying, you can still submit your application online. The district says they're also happy to answer any questions you have by phone or email. The U.S. military is developing portable UFO detection kits to collect better data on reports of sightings. Officials are looking to send them to sites with reports of unidentified objects. Another person is recovering after being rescued by Colorado Springs firefighters around 7 last night. Crews were called out to Powers and Barnes for a traffic incident where someone got trapped in their car. Thankfully, the responding crews were able to extricate the person and get them to a hospital. Future culinary students are getting some help kickstarting their careers, and what a better way to get your start than with a gourmet meal at the Broadmoor. Pikes Peak State College held a special benefit last night to honor the legacy of Chief Henry Trujillo. He was the first Hispanic executive chief at the Broadmoor. After his death, he wanted to help future chiefs, leaving money to fund a scholarship in his name for culinary arts students. Now that legacy is helping more than just money. Police say a postal worker was robbed at around 11 o'clock yesterday on Teal Court. They were reportedly handling the mail for a community mailbox when someone came up to them and robbed them.
Storm Tracker 13's Julia Donovan giving you a quick check on your weather this Sunday morning. We start chilly in the low to mid-20s in most areas. We do warm up fast, though. High pressure builds across the area today, bringing clear skies and warmer temperatures with low 60s expected in Colorado Springs and high 60s in Pueblo and across the plains. You can expect mild temperatures this evening. We're only at around 40 degrees in Colorado Springs by 10 o'clock. I'm Julia Donovan. That's weather on KRDO News Radio. Have a great Sunday.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's morning news weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's afternoon news weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.